Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case. It is Monday, so you know what that means. This is a digging deeper. This is where we take all of the most important clips from all of the Bachelor Nation podcasts and we break them down into tasty, delicious morsels. Unfortunately, my trusted partner, squirrel photographer, Dudesy's kidnappy, pre-frozen co-host of Game of Roses Bachelor Clues, is still voiceless after getting his tonsils removed this week. While we let that precious little mermaid recover his sultry voice that the pit people are all about, I am going to conquer a fear and goal of mine, a solo episode. While Clues is getting all sorts of elective surgery in order to make him a bionic podcaster, one to rule them all, the sauce wars have not abated, my friends. They are actually heating up. And fear not, I will be covering it all. We've got 2 clips from Clickbait from June 2nd. We've got 2 clips from Help I Suck at Dating when Teeth player Anna Redmond was a guest on June 6th. We've got The Motherload, the episode that I emergency texted everyone about, Call Her Daddy, from June 8th with guests Nick Viall and Natalie Joy. And then we round it all out with a jaw-dropping interview between colorful narrator extraordinaire Demi Burnett on Bachelors in the City with Peter Popeye Weber and Dustin D-Man 43 Kendrick. I cannot believe what we heard from Demigod on this episode. If you are not on our Patreon yet and you would like to hear this full episode, a back catalog of hundreds of hours of podcasts and live shows at this point, just go to patreon.com/gameofroses to join us at the very bottom of the pit. Now let's dive in. This is
Digging Deeper.
Our first two clips are from a podcast that is a favorite of ours at Game of Roses, an official Bachelor podcast. That's right, clickbait. The first two clips we have for you today are from Clickbait on June 2nd. In this first clip, Natasha and Grocery Store discuss who Natasha thinks was on the beach for TRR. Let's listen to the clip.
So with this season of Paradise, listen, there was a lot of stuff that happened in Paradise, but I do think a lot of the people on that beach were there for love, right? And in result, we got a lot of relationships that came out of it. And I don't know, of course, we'll never know, but because of COVID and that loneliness aspect, I think that we all came off of, I think that had a lot to do with it. Like even the whole thing that happened with Ivan, I still think Ivan was there to meet someone, right? Like even though all that stuff happened, it was like he was still on the beach to meet someone, right?
I think everyone that goes on the show are at least open to the fact of falling in love.
They know
there's a chance. So if you're open to it and you meet the right person, it's inevitable. I think it's going to happen.
So the official Warner Brothers edit, it dictated that Ivan was a villain this season. He's hacking into phones. He's getting in fights with people. It appears like he's bouncing from player to player, trying to rose catch, if you will. And Natasha here is saying that she thinks a lot of people on Bachelor in Paradise, everyone perhaps, were there for love, even Ivan. So this, including the word even, is basically discussing how, even someone who would hack into a cell phone, they were still there for love. Everyone is for TRR. And then they also discuss in here that she and Grocery Store believe that everyone is more for TRR this season due to COVID and the loneliness aspect, which I think is very interesting, as if the motivations for going on Paradise would change depending on whether there is a pandemic or not. A lovely, tasty morsel to get us into this. And now in the second clip, Natasha asks Grocery Store if he's saying there aren't guys who go on the show just to be on TV and date a lot of girls. Here we go.
So you don't think from a male's perspective that some guys come on the beach and be like, I'm going to go on TV. I'm going to date some girls. I'm not trying to get married. But when I leave TV, I'm going to date even more girls. You don't think that? Because I feel like they do.
I do.
You know what I mean?
I do. And I think that happens. I think that happens both ways. I think a lot of people go on the show like for many reasons.
Sure.
But I don't think like if you're, at least for me, if I'm into somebody or I'm starting to like fall for someone, then I'm gonna go with that, regardless of why I went there. If I went there to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go on, get more followers,
Not followers. I'm talking about specifically more girls.
Okay, so I'm gonna go on the show because I want to go on and I want to be able to get more girls when I get back.
Yeah.
If that's my mentality, and then I meet somebody that I really like, regardless if that's what I went in there for, I still think that I would follow that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I'm not a man and I respect that, but I don't believe that. I think some guys go there who, for whatever reason, they know and they've heard even about how many girls they get after being on the show or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that's their MO. They're not trying to get married. They're not trying to get engaged. And they just want to be popular.
Okay.
So in this clip, Natasha is asking Grocery Store to speak on behalf of all men who go on Bachelor in Paradise. And she says her working theory is that, some of the guys go on and she does this impression. I'm going to go on TV, date some girls, not try to get married. And when I leave, I'm going to date even more girls. And Grocery Store points out that this is a mentality that players of both genders can do, that there's a lot of reasons people go on the show, more followers. And Natasha's like, no, specifically, do guys get on it to up the amount of the way that they're able to get laid? GSJ says, yeah, I'm sure some people go on it, but if you meet someone you really like, regardless, you'll follow that and you'll fall in love. Grocery store really just being like, I'm for TRR. Even if I went on to try to increase my dating prospects, I would probably be, you know, distracted by true love. And Natasha is not convinced by this position, says, I don't believe that. They know, they've heard about how many girls they can get, and that is their MO. She is not convinced by grocery store's argument here. I'm old enough to remember when we had almost this exact conversation when Derek Peth and John Paul Jones were on Sand, and John Paul Jones accuses Derek Peth of hooking up with fans of his podcast, which isn't directly, you know, Bachelor Nation, but it's essentially like, you are using your podcast to increase your dating prospects and your and up the count in, that are sliding into your DMs. I love this back and forth between Natasha and Grocery Store. It shows that even on official Bachelor Nation podcasts, even among players that have received Ben Higgins edits themselves, there can be some nuance to these discussions. And you know, it's an ongoing discussion of, you know, are people really there for TRR? Our next gorgeous offering is a clip from Help I Suck at Dating with Dean, aka Deanie Baby's Ungler, and Jared, aka Ashley Iaconetti's husband, Jared Hybon. And in this clip, we have two clips from this. The guest is Anna Redman. It is from June 6, 2022. And in this first clip, Dean and Jared ask Anna for her advice for people wanting to go to paradise. And her line of questioning may surprise you. Let's listen to it now.
So what advice would you have for any contestants that are considering going either back to Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelor in Paradise for the first time?
Are you guys affiliated with the show now?
No, yeah. No, we're completely off the rails and doing our own thing over here.
No, we're iHeart.
Don't
baby.
Trust.
We can say whatever we want.
There you go.
Not really, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Don't trust any of the producers, whatever they're promising you, whatever they're saying for either season. Just don't trust them. Do what you know what will be best for you in the long run. And don't go on it if you're a people pleaser. I'm a people pleaser, and that was a huge job.
Why would you say don't go on it if you're a people pleaser?
I was doing anything to please the producers. Hmm. So as you can tell, it was, especially in that situation when you don't have a lot of control, I was grasping at straws for like people to like me or for signs of approval that I was doing a good job. And the producers do not care about your life after the show. They only care about putting on a good show, or at least for some people. Mine, they did not give a fuck about me after I left.
So when asked for advice on going to Sand, Anna's line of questioning here, first up is, are you affiliated with the show? And Deanie Babies assures her, no, we're off the rails. Jared says, we could do whatever. And Anna's first piece of advice is, don't trust the producers. Whatever they offer, you know what's best for you in the long run. And this, you know, harkens back to Anna Redman's parasocial play, in which she basically infers that the producers offered her first Sand and buttered her up to make her think that she was, you know, destined to be one of the great love stories of that Bachelor in Paradise season. And she definitely was not. While they might have promised her first female Sand, she actually ended up being 39th Sand. The only person who was on the beach after her was McKenna Dorn, and we saw what McKenna tweeted out about being final Sand this week. Not a position that you want to be in. And second to last Sand pretty much the same deal. Like, your chances of finding love, your chances of your storyline being the one that they focus on are basically zero. And in this clip, Anna also says, do not go on if you're a people pleaser. I was doing anything to please the producers. So this says that even if you are, you know, really appealing to that third audience, you don't know that they're going to be on your side and that they're necessarily going to reward you. And what she says here is that you have no control. I was grasping at straws for signs of approval. The producers do not care about your life after the show. They only care about the show. And she says, for some people. Obviously, there are the producer darlings, and Anna is saying here that she definitely is not one of those people and feels like the producers don't give a shit about her. You know, the sauce wars are really starting to heat up. I wonder if we're going to see, you know, all of the people that were Final Sands start to come out. This is both Anna Redmond and McKenna Dorn essentially speaking up against being last on sand and not being a favorite. I wonder if we're just going to go up the list with people coming out. Ed Waisbrot, Joe Park, Damar Jackson, Blake Monar, you know, get these people who are last sand. Are they all going to band together? Time will tell. In this final clip we have from Help I Suck at Dating with guest Anna Redmond, Jared explains how he and his wife, Ashley Iaconetti, feel about the producers. And Anna also goes into one lasting view of the world that she has gotten through being a part of Bachelor Nation and her interaction with the third audience. Here's the clip.
You know, Ashley and I love the producers, we love the show, but we're fully aware of the moments where they obviously didn't have our best interest at heart, which is okay, because I think I've always looked at the show as well as it's a show. Like, the producers have a job to do. They are our friends to a certain extent, but I don't know. It's that love-hate relationship where, of course, you're like, oh, I love the show, but I know that you were trying to screw me over, but I also know that you're creating this TV show, so it's like this balance of, like, I don't know what the hell's right or wrong. It's very confusing.
It's so confusing. I think when you understand that, like, they're doing their job, I think the worst heartbreak I've been through in a while was realizing the producers weren't my friends, if that makes sense. Like, after being lied to so many times and, like, trusting them again and again and again and really hoping for, like, I want everyone to be my friend, so I will put a lot into a relationship. And then just realizing that it never came back, okay? Like, that was so hard for me to deal with. And literally was like talking to my therapist about like trust issues that I have forever now because of it. But
a lot to unpack here. First, Jared and Ashley's relationship with the producers. He's basically saying that it's a love-hate relationship with them, that they are friends to a certain extent, but know that they have to put on a TV show and that that is the ultimate priority. And he says that it's very confusing. And Anna then goes into saying that the worst heartbreak she's recently had was not with a romantic partner, but it was with realizing that the producers weren't her friends after they lied to her so many times and she put her trust into them. And then she includes this detail that she's talking to her therapist and that she realizes that she now has trust issues with all other human beings forever now. And I think that's definitely, you know, it's something that players have to consider when they're going into the show. And, you know, Anna is rehits here that she's a people pleaser and that she really wants everyone to like her and that this was not a good environment for her, especially if she's going back to them again and again after they have lied to her, after, you know, the edit that she got on Matt James's season to then go on sand, thinking that she's first sand, ends up being second to last sand. And I really appreciate this very candid interview by Anna. Luckily, you know, I don't know if she would have given it if they weren't quote unquote not affiliated with the show. I mean, I would say Help I Suck at Dating, I would put them more in the fence category, like slightly affiliated. But really, really incredible clips coming out of that podcast. And now we are going to get to the interview that I was the most excited about this week. I follow Call Her Daddy, and I haven't listened to all the interviews, but I just saw the host, Alex, post this clip, and it had Nick Viall and Natalie Joy in it, and I screamed, and I texted all of my friends. This is the interview from June 8th, 2022. I listened to this whole interview, and it is a fascinating look into both the world of Nick Viall and the world of Natalie Joy. They are the first couple to ever have gone on that show. This podcast is often in the top charts of all podcasts. And the host, Alexander Cooper, signed a $60 million deal with Spotify in order to have that podcast on Spotify exclusively. So this is a huge deal. And to me, them even going on this show shows that Bachelor Nation is still relevant. You know, people are still wanting this type of content. I was so excited to listen to this podcast. You're not going to want to miss the tasty morsels that is Nick Viall and Natalie Joy tearing fairy tales to shreds on Call Her Daddy. Here we go. If you would like to hear the rest of this Digging Deeper episode, simply go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join our Patreon. At the bottom of the pit, we have hundreds of hours of episodes at this point there. We have our weekly live shows, as well as some vlogs and all sorts of content that we have found digging around deep in the bottom of the pit. We hope that you will join us, and we will be having an episode this Tuesday, our last Gore Girl summer interview, and you're not going to want to miss it. I can't believe we got this guest. It's going to be a fantastic interview to round out the season. So thank you for coming with us on this journey. And as always, praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin. But now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold-out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.